This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In recent programs, we've studied the introduction to the important book of Romans in the Bible. Now let's begin to amplify the main points in the body of the book. The first point Paul deals with is the universal need of salvation in Romans 1:18 through 3:20. He begins by pointing out that humanity is without excuse before God. We know enough about God from what we see in creation to humbly bow before Him and worship, but we have a bent toward going our own independent way. Instead of bowing and worshiping, we try redefining God to fit into categories we determine. This independent streak is sin and leads us into increasing degrees of sinful behavior. What we believe does impact our behavior and attitude. And just so those who are religious don't think they're better than others, Paul develops his argument that all are sinners in chapter 2. He says what Jesus said, "You'll be judged on the basis with which you judge others." God's kindness, tolerance, and patience are designed to draw us to Himself as we repent. But if we show contempt for these riches of God, we will store up wrath against ourselves for the day of God's wrath, when His righteous judgment will be revealed. In amplifying this truth further, Paul recounts in chapter 3 declarations that have been made throughout the Old Testament, pointing out our propensity to do evil and resist righteousness. "There is none who seeks God, not even one." Paul concludes this section with the statement, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." This is the universal need for salvation.